This week, we are marking our one-year anniversary. And when you've been on the air for a year, you talk to a lot of people. And some of the people become friends. Some of the people become economic indicators. Their stories in particular communities around the world are an indication of what's going on in the economy much more generally. And we have a number of people who would answer that description, including Jesse Acosta, who's a student in the class of 2009 at the Yale School of Management. He claims he's going to be working at J.P. Morgan after he graduates next month. Jesse, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Back in September when we spoke to you, the question really was, have you come up with a plan B? Because the financial system seemed to be completely going out of existence. At that time, what did you tell us?
I could have told you a variety of things, to tell you the truth. I think ultimately I did say that I was expecting to have a plan B and perhaps even a plan C lined up just in case, given the volatility at the time. And even now, there's just no telling, but I think as the months progressed, I felt a little bit more certain that things were going to hold up.
And will you be an investment banker, or are you going to be doing something different than you had imagined back in September when we spoke?
No, the offer I received this summer from J.P. Morgan will place me within the mergers and acquisitions group within the investment bank.
And that's mergers and acquisitions, not murders and acquisitions, right?
That's correct.
Right. I just want to make that clear. How has your business school experience changed in this last 9 months?
What's interesting, I think there's a call really to arms, I think, amongst the academic community to really get business schools online with really going back, if they ever did this, to preaching risk management and I think really trying to implement a little bit more from an ethical standpoint, some of the lessons learned from this. It's interesting. I like to tell people, especially when I'm promoting the school, that's really kind of an underlying tone that you see here at Yale's School of Management. I think it's where you make a lot of different changes, as will every other business school. The underlying tone here really has kind of implemented that idea that a lot of what you're about to enter isn't just about making money. It's really about doing well ethically. And so that undertone is very obvious here when you get here.
Well, good luck to you, Jesse Acosta. You're already one of the lucky ones. Thanks so much for speaking with us again on our anniversary week here. He's a student in the class of 2009 at Yale School of Management. He will be working at J.P. Morgan after he graduates next month. Jesse, thanks so much.
Thanks again for having me.
So you may remember this fellow who talked with us back in September also about his own particular economic story.
We are a growing company, and we're doing well. And even in this economic climate, we're hunkering down, and we're going to get through this.
Small businessman Jim Svets, an entrepreneur, former CEO of a company called Muddy Cup, now co-owner of the wine bar Chill. He was last on the show in December. There he was talking in September about the difficulties of being a small businessman in this environment. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
So open your window on the economy where you are in upstate New York, Beacon, New York, and how are things doing?
Things are actually doing pretty well up here, believe it or not. We had a couple businesses close here on Main Street here and there, but we've actually had 8 new businesses, including ours, open in the last 6 months.
Now, what kind of business is closed? What kind of business is closed and what kind are opening up? What does that tell you?
Were the ones I would consider like unnecessary retail, like gift stores, things that you don't stuff. They sell things maybe a little expensive that you don't really need to live your life. So I think those tended to close. New stores that opened up were a couple consignment shops, some new food retail places opened up, Chill Wine Bar that we have opened, another place called Poppy's, a gourmet hamburger place opened up. So things that opened up that are a little bit more in line with the economics of the day as well.
Now, Jim Svets, I've read a number of analyses of retail and that alcohol is doing very well in this environment. It seems like you're riding a bit of a tsunami of misery here, Jim. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, well, alcohol in general, yes. Not high-end alcohol. I think the days of $400 bottle of vodkas and things like that are gone. When we opened the wine bar this winter, obviously, we came in at we have $5 glasses of wine on our wine list. We knew that we had to come in at a good price point and offer the customer value, and so we did. And, yeah, I think reasonably priced, good value, wine and liquor, I think, will always do well.
So Jim, are you able to get credit? You're in a segment of the market and of the economy that seems to me to be most vulnerable in the credit crisis that's so much talked about. Or are you taking advantage of community banks, which seem to be flush with cash?
We're not taking any advantage of any bank or any credit cards. We've decided that credit cards are out. We're not using them anymore. In my personal life, I've gotten rid of all of them. If you don't have the money to do something, don't do it.
Wow. So cash on the barrelhead is the new business model.
Yes, absolutely.
Jim Svets, thanks so much. Entrepreneur, former CEO of Muddy Cup, but he's the co-owner of the wine bar Chill that seems to be doing just fine up there in Beacon, New York. Jim, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye.
For our year anniversary, we're talking to people who have their own window on the economy. That was Jesse Acosta and Jim Svets, two voices. You'll be hearing more later this week, including the voice of Femi Elke, who also celebrates a year anniversary with us, with the headlines.
And I'm still here. 21 yes. minutes to the top of the hour. It's a miracle.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.